Suicide. An ode to the failed attempts. Suicide. Even the word is evocative and provocative, charged with emotion and energy, memories, and thoughts of what was and what could have been had you succeeded, had you been successful. A successful suicide, what an oxymoron. Alas, a failed attempt and all that leaves behind, in the cold and desperation, surrounded now by despair, dressed as anger and the feelings of failure. I can't even fucking kill myself properly. Let me die, please, God. Let me go. It hurts so much. Judgment then, where tenderness is most needed. Coldness, where warmth and compassion are ached for, pined for, desperately sought. Their absence, proof that staying is futile. Painful. Pointless. Please. Show me a heart that can hear without defensive fear, impatience and dismissal, and accusations of selfishness and attention-seeking, smirks and sneers that cut deeply into an already fragmented heart and soul and cut-up body. Please, bring me a cup of tea. Sit with me. Don't look away. Please, show me tenderness, truthfulness, rawness. I'm not interested in feeling scales and talk of helplessness and hopelessness and ideation and intention and plans and triggers. I need humanity, not science. Hold my hand. Connect with me. Allow me to grieve. Allow me to see myself in you. See hope in you. And give me time. And I will do the same for you.